This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Egan Smith. Egan, how have you been?
I've been doing pretty good. Just got done working out, feeling great today. Kind of struggling today, looking for a W today.
Second season with the Lugnuts, is it different at all than the first?
Oh, yeah, it's the group of guys we got here. It's real fun. We got a lot of young guys, a lot of different personalities, and the relationships are good. It's been fun. A lot more funner than last year. So
good. Talk about working out. Has your workout regimen changed the more that you've gotten into pro ball?
Kind of during the year, yeah. Off season, not really. Since my brother's been playing, so it's been working. So don't fix what ain't broken. So
how'd you spend this off season?
Oh, we just hung out and lifted and hunted and just kept busy, basically.
I've heard from a number of different guys that you have the best hunting stories. And I keep on hearing, Egan's the person I want to hunt with in the off-season. Why?
That is adventurous. Live in a real pretty state and got a lot of open country to go and just have fun out there.
What's the biggest game you've ever brought down?
Elk.
How big?
Hey, young one. I mean, I got another elk tag this year. See if I can't bring something down bigger.
All right. Do you fish at all, too?
Yes, we do.
Any preference?
Trout, fly fishing.
All right. Yeah. Man, oh, man. Well, during the season, I guess you have free time here and there. How do you spend those off days?
Just relax. Just trying to get away from the game and just think about other stuff and just chill out. Just forget about everything here and go laser tag, go fishing, go do something to keep your time occupied. So,
as far as pitching goes, it does seem like this year you settle into grooves and then suddenly you look up and you're in the fifth, sixth, seventh inning and putting up goose eggs. How have you felt on the mound this season?
I felt good. I had that injury, and when I came back from that injury, I kind of couldn't find that rhythm again. And one game, about middle of it, I finally found that little hitch in my windup that I've been looking for, and ever since then I've been, hits are down, runs are down, I just going deeper into the ball game, so with a lot less pitches. So,
have you noticed any difference in the way that hitters approach you?
Not really. They know I throw a lot of strikes, so they know I'm going to be around the strike zone, so I just got to keep them off balance, just mix my pitches up, and just kind of keep me I don't even know the word I'm looking for right now. Just not falling into a pattern. So
predictable.
Just, yeah, predictable. Just keep them mixed up and in different counts and all that. So
the team's going to go to the playoffs. We know that for sure. What's the most pressure-packed game you've ever pitched in?
I've had a lot going through my life, played on a lot of big teams that won a lot of championships. Nothing really sticks out in my mind right now. I mean, it's just kind of a different chapter. Nothing right now, nothing's going to add up to what we're going to be going through. I've never been in the playoffs as a professional, so it's just something new to me. We'll see what happens when it gets there. So,
has your brother told you anything about it?
He just told me you pitch more on adrenaline than anything else. You know, your body's tired. It's a long season. Got an extra couple weeks, and you can pitch off adrenaline because during the playoffs you're going to have more adrenaline anyway. So just go off that.
Is this one of the better teams you've ever been a part of?
Oh, yeah. The offense is amazing. Keeps you, when you're out there struggling, they just keep you hanging around in the ball game when you're not having your A game. So it's been nice.
Speaking with Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Egan Smith, something that pitchers tend to fight for is pitcher's BP. Is that something that would be an interest of yours?
Oh, yeah. We got three more shutouts to go before we get it, so we got a little time left, and let's hopefully we get it. I want to see if I can hit one out of this ballpark.
Think you can?
We can swing it a little bit. I've kind of got my sights on that scoreboard out there, see if I can't reach it.
Now, this is one of the better pitcher's ballparks in the league. It's a big outfield. Do you pitch differently here at home than you do on the road?
No, you can't. You just got to go after hitters. And I mean, if they hit a home run, it's not going to be the last one you give up. So you just can't worry about that. Just try and get your ground balls and play into the wind. If the wind's blowing out, you got to make sure you get the ball down.
Man. How does the wind affect your pitches? We understand that the wind, if it's blowing out, it affects fly balls. But does it affect the pitches that you throw, your breaking stuff, etc.?
It can, the side-to-side winds, but it really don't have much of effect on your fastball or anything. Say, curveball, it might if it's blown into the break of your curveball, but it really not doesn't affect you, so...
This team has had a number of different catchers over the course of the year. Right now, three of them, and Luis Hurtado, Jack Murphy, Carlos Perez. What's the difference with those guys?
I mean, I haven't thrown to Hurtado ever since my first year, so I don't know how he's improved. And I mean, he swings a bat well. He's aggressive up there, and he's been a big part, just giving the other catchers a break, just kind of spreading it around. Carlos, he's a great hitter. He's a good catcher, really good defensive. Murph, he's just smart back there. He knows how to mess with a hitter and just learns how to work a hitter real well. So that's why a lot of the guys have very good success with him, just because he's older, more experienced, and he knows the way around back there. So it's good to throw to him.
With Lugnuts pitcher Egan Smith, Egan, here we are in August. You hit the wall at any point during the season?
No, not yet. Just my body feels well. I'm in good shape right now, and everything's healthy, so I don't really feel like it's going to happen this year. Last year I got a little tired, but we got a good strength guy that keeps you in shape and lets you. We got a good trainer too, keeps you out on the field, so it's been nice.
Well, it's good then.
Yeah, it is.
Egan, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.